this way,
keep
probably.
Keep that podcast rolling, 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 rolling.
Rolling.
Welcome to Curio Podcast.
Welcome to the Curio Podcast, where all your wildest dreams can come true while they're coated in chocolate and filled with cream.
Ew.
Whoa.
That's gross. Never mind. Take
TMI.
Two.
TMI.
And Viking blood.
Take two. Becky, do an intro.
No. That's come too on! Much pressure.
Kim, do an intro.
Welcome to the Curio Podcast, where we discuss all kinds of things while we're drinking and usually angry about politics.
Oh, wait, I got one now.
Cheers.
Okay. Cheers.
We go. Woo.
Welcome to the Curio Podcast, where we drink Viking blood. So Becky works for Trader Joe's. We've said this before, and she gets things from the test kitchen. She brought us...
came from the test kitchen?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nordic honey wine with hibiscus and hops. It's called Viking blood. And it's the most beautiful bottle.
Yeah, it's a really cool bottle.
Do you know how much it retails
for? I have no idea. Well, I don't even know if we're going to sell it.
It's very sweet.
It's got a label. Do you guys label things before you sell it?
That is from the
producer. Vendor?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's called Dansk Mjord. I don't know why I have to say things.
Wow.
Viking blood.
Is there like an enye to that or?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
This 19% alcohol, by the way, we've just started drinking it.
So it's somewhere between a beer and a wine. Actually, no.
No,
a beer
it's higher than
a cocktail.
A wine. It's like whiskey.
Yeah, beer's like less than 8.
Well, some of the beers are
some
less
of them
than
are,
that. Some of them are more.
Yeah.
Just usually. Like humans. They come
right.
in all
shapes
all
and
strengths.
Sizes.
Hi, Becky!
Hi!
Hi,
hi, hi,
hi! So, what's happening?
All kinds of shit.
We're drinking the Viking blood out of giant goblets, too, just for effect. So we can... And Kim braided her hair like...
Olga!
Olga! And Becky is Helga! And I am who?
Gretchen.
Gretchen!
Gretchen! Sorry to our Norse neighbors.
And Doug is... Thor!
Thor!
Okay.
What? Why would Thor grunt?
Caveman?
Thor?
That's Frankenstein, honey. I mean, Frankenstein's monster.
You mean Arturo?
So, Becky had an idea for a podcast. Do you want to let us know what it is?
Let's be real.
Let's be real. That could be interesting with Viking blood inside of our bodies.
Could be.
I just slurped.
I have actual Viking blood.
Oh, yes.
Do you?
I do.
I'm sure we all have a little bit.
Yeah, because they conquered everyone.
Latin and Roman. Greek, Roman.
You think so?
Because
oh,
they invaded so
everywhere.
Much.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a little hairy pair of testes on them.
Whoa! Whoa, bro! Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll be keeping it real.
Lines I can't understand. You're hanging over the edge. Sicker than.
Right. All right, let's get back to it. Can you let us know what gave you the idea for the show, Keeping It Real?
All right, so, like, it's kind of like on Facebook where you see these people posting all these, like, super happy family, all the time, always with their
great.
Family.
We're the best.
Always with the kids, always doing stuff with the, you know, everything's right. Fucking spectacular. And
they're super moms.
There was one in particular. It was right when the pandemic hit. You know, like there was this old high school friend that posted. She's divorced and remarried, so it's like her family is mixed. So I think they get their kids kind of like how before I had the kids all the time, I had them 50-50 and stuff right. like that. But now, yeah. but then I've had them 24/7 for years now.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, like it was like a weekend, and she lives near some lake somewhere. And they're like, it's great spending time with all the kids on the lake. And I'm like, we're in the fucking lockdown.
Right.
This was early on in the
Yeah, this was early on. I made some kind of comment on her post like, look, I love my kids, but I live with these fuckers. I don't want to spend any more time with them than I have to. And she responded back, love you, Rebecca, you always say what people are thinking. And so I have been accused of kind of saying it like it is instead of saying what you think people want to hear.
Sugarcoating things.
Right. And I'm
a
all
turd,
for it.
No matter how much powder.
Yeah, and you should see some people's faces. Like when my kids know I love them.
Oh, for sure.
And I have a really good relationship with both of my kids. So I have no insecurities there. So Abby and I have had conversations where I'm like, is it okay if I don't go? She goes, yeah, I know you don't want, you know. Mm-hmm. And I go, and you're fine with that? She goes, yeah. You know, like, they don't need me there. And that means I did my job.
Right.
I did my job well because my kids don't need me there all the mm-hmm. time.
Yep.
And quite frankly, if I'm honest and real, I don't want to be.
Right.
I want to be there for them, but I want to have my life.
Yeah.
Because I had been a mom to little kids for so long. And now that they're older, I mean, they're older. And then, so we were all home, right? And the second post was, we got the notice that we were to start working from home. So that meant Abby was at school at PCC. Marcus was doing school with the high school. And I was working from home. And this is when we were in our one-bedroom apartment.
And you're all three
and
on
we're
different
all
computers.
Three there, yeah. all on the computers, working. All at the same time.
Yeah.
Abby
and
couldn't
your
go
apartment
anywhere.
Was little.
Yeah, and Abby couldn't go anywhere. And if anybody, you know, Abby is the only extrovert in the house. So she is very...
needing lots of stimulation from others.
I've told her. She's very draining. Mm-hmm. And she knows it. And, you know, she knows it's not her fault. It's just that's what extroverts are. They're fucking succubuses.
Mm-hmm.
And...
keeping it real.
Totally. Love her dearly. I have great conversations with her. But she knows when I need to stop also.
The interactions where, you know, she comes over here, we're all hanging out or whatever, the relationship that you two have, I think is very admirable because you are very honest with each other.
Yeah.
And there's no, I mean, she seems to get needy sometimes, but you know how to deal with it.
I know when
really
she really
well.
Needs it.
Yeah.
And I know when I can just like kind of,
Right.
And that took a long time to learn
yeah.
with some of her issues. But like, okay, when my mom passed, and it was, my mom passed on a Wednesday, and it was Friday. It was a Friday night. It was late. Abby started losing her shit. We had talked about this.
Yeah.
And we were talking, and she goes, are you okay to talk? I said, I can for a little bit, but not much longer. And that's how I talk to her, and because they have to know where I'm coming from.
Well, also, you made a boundary, and it was a perfectly acceptable. That was an excellent boundary. I can talk to you, but not for long.
Well, and the fact that she asked you.
Yeah.
She's aware enough to know, like, okay, so mom's having her own thing right now, and she needs her space, and she respected you enough to ask
me. Yeah,
you know what I mean. That is a lot of maturity on her part, and oh my gosh, yeah,
excellent boundary setting on your part.
I think. Yeah, I mean, well, I have to. They don't know unless I tell them,
right?
And I don't know unless they tell me. And Abby and I have had that conversation where if I say something because of my generation and the way I was raised and my initial knee-jerk response isn't always appropriate. Mm-hmm. And I know that.
But there's love. But
sometimes I don't know where she's at emotionally, and something I may say normally may cut different.
Yeah.
So we had an open dialogue open years ago. Like, you need to tell me as soon as I do it.
Right.
So that I can redirect the thought.
Right. And,
yeah.
And that is also, that's an enormous amount of trust to be able to say that to mm-hmm. somebody and not feel like you're going to be retaliated against or, you know, thought to made to believe that your feelings are less than or.
Right.
Which, you know, in our case was a little touchy there at first because half of the other set of parent was retaliatory.
Yeah. Right.
So they had to deal with both, you know. And yeah. So I think a lot of how I started communicating with them was in the extreme in the opposite direction because they needed some let up from what was going on over here.
Right.
So that it could
balance
in a healthy way to communicate.
Well, luckily it left the doors open for communication where yeah. I promised myself I would not raise my voice or yell at them if they told me something I didn't want to hear.
Right.
Or if they did something yeah. or said something that I didn't like, it would be, let's have a conversation about this. Mm-hmm. And so they know I usually don't raise my voice. And the only time I do is very rarely. And I have to be really fucking pissed.
Right.
And even then, it's usually shit, mom's too quiet. She's really
right.
mad.
Right.
I just don't like yelling.
I don't either.
So that's usually not how it works. Okay, so let me get back to this Facebook
story. Get back to the Facebook story.
So my kids, my very small apartment, we're all there. And I was venting. I was like, God damn it. We're all going to be home. It's going to suck. You know?
Right.
Because if the people close to me know my situation and my kids' situations.
Well, also the people close to you know how you
am.
Talk.
Yeah.
And that it doesn't, it's not, it's like Doug can be very honest and not aggressive, but like, I don't know what the word
forward?
Is.
Forward?
Forthright.
Forthright in the way he speaks, but his heart is way open in there and he would do anything for anyone and he,
right. yeah.
like.
Yeah, he's just very upfront.
That's how you are. You're very upfront.
So I post this. And most of my friends are like, you know, yeah, I get it. This one high school friend, I think I just recently friended her from after their last reunion we had. Take this as time to enjoy enjoy this time with your kids.
I didn't
even respond because I was so like, my kids are fucking 16 and 19.
Right.
I don't it's want to like spend any more time with them.
Well, and the thing is that at that age, it's not like,
fuck.
Let's play board games. They're like, no, how about you leave me the hell yeah, alone? Yeah,
if right. they had, at the time, they if they had their own rooms, space. They would be in it. But I was never in my room, which was the living room, alone ever.
Right.
Right, you didn't until have any space.
Until 10 p.m. That was when they had to get out of the living room and go in their room. That was my time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like 20 minutes of me getting ready for bed, getting my clothes ready for the next morning.
Right.
Making my bed and going to sleep. But somebody was always fucking in there. Because they had one room and they would take turns with their private time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I had none. So no, I don't want to spend any more fucking time with my kids.
I wonder if this person that said that would know. Would
well, she must have small tune. Kids or something. She obviously, the reason I didn't respond was twofold. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
And two, she has no idea how old my kids are in my situation.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
She doesn't know me well enough. If she knew your
situation, she might think differently about what
how to respond.
The unsolicited
and if she was aware, she gave
but it's she just didn't that type of response was, though,
she wouldn't have said anything.
That type of response, though, is bullshit. None of these parents want to homeschool their kids.
Well, and everybody's situation is different.
Yeah.
To throw down some kind of, you know,
blanket,
freaking sparkly yeah. rainbow this time BS is disingenuous. It's not fair to anybody,
mm-hmm.
you know. She's yeah. just trying to be the better person.
I don't know, to sound like. Good.
And that's
but that's the, my thing. That's where the crux of it is. It's like, why do people say shit?
Just leave it right there. Why do people say shit?
Why do people say shit? You know, and that's not really what they mean. And you know it in your heart of hearts.
Because
you know it.
They buy into the ponies and rainbows. And it's not like that, especially on Facebook. Everybody puts all the happy, sparkly shit on Facebook. They don't put the hard stuff.
I mostly post memes.
I don't know if they buy into it or they're trying to keep up with the Joneses.
I think it's more that. They want to get a lot of likes. Yeah. People want to like my life. You know, I've posted very few personal things. I posted the death of my mom, you know, when I move, you know, Abby got into brighter side. But, like, in general, I don't post personal shit on Facebook. It's mostly memes or mostly, like, what I'm feeling like that day in meme form.
Some sort of smart-ass comment.
You can tell where people's heads are at by their posts on Facebook. Like, you know, there's some folks that the only posts they make are when they're on vacation and all these wonderful photos and, you know, milestones and parties and blah, 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 blah. And then there are folks that are always posting about, you know, some tragedy in their life or something else or the people who are, you know.
That was the thing that always bothered me about Facebook before I got off of it was the people that were always fishing.
Yeah, like, please pray for my family with no explanation. Like, okay, if you're going to put that
out there. I need you.
If you're going to put that out there. You need to give up the juice.
Right.
Well, because I'm not going to put my good vibes towards any general direction because you want a new nail set? What? You want to get your hair done? What?
Your Mercedes broke
down? Are you sick? Is a family member sick?
You broke a nail?
You obviously have the internet.
And it's also, I think it's also, you know, about knowing certain people, you know, you know them and what their intention is, you know, it's like.
I get where Becky's coming from, though, because they're, you know, when I was still on Facebook, there are people you know in real life and their Facebook personality is nothing like they are in real life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it just feels bad or something.
It's a farce. You know, and then there's just so much of it. There's nothing good that comes of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
if you're going to be posting about your vacations and your new car and how awesome your life is and how awesome your kids are and how awesome your husband is and how awesome your blah, 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 blah is, people aren't looking at their computer like, oh my gosh, I wish I was her. You know, they're going, what a fucking bitch.
I just go, Jesus. Seriously, I'm just more like, oh, God, Jesus again, fucking Christ.
Whatever.
Right.
Let me scroll past this bullshit.
Right.
You know, I'd rather there's a on the God page, right? Like once a week, once every couple weeks, he puts out an alert to post memes. And I go meme farming. Because you go, you click on it, and there's like hundreds of thousands of posts. And it's all like memes. And I'll just sit there and just relate to so many, you know what
and
I mean?
Laugh.
And I laugh.
Right. Yeah.
And it's so therapeutic and I love it. I'd rather do that than read somebody's happy me, look at my happy family post.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck off. You know, happy families, yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of shit.
Everyone
there's
a, has lot
a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, Kim, if you were to look at my, since I'm still on Instagram page, and you didn't know me, what would you think of me?
You do pottery, and you have dogs, and you go outside a lot.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
pretty much it.
Yeah.
I would think that you were a professional photographer.
My goodness,
and that you love so Sasquatches.
Mm-hmm. I do love Sasquatch.
I love your Sasquatches. I love those pictures.
Thank you.
They make me smile every single time. And I go, Abby, come here, look. Because she doesn't go on Facebook at all anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I kind of jumped the shark, though, when I started putting clothes on him.
Ooh. Why?
I don't know. I looked back and I was like, maybe you should find another hobby.
Oh, like you've gone into like the
like
old
you've hit
lady.
The apex.
Yeah, collecting porcelain dolls.
Mayhaps you're going to start collecting cats soon, or right. Yeah.
That's the problem with collecting anything is people just start giving you all the things.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And people were just giving Kim a lot of ideas, like my mother with the Mulder face mask.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she even sent me a link to the cardboard face Mulder. I still have it. Hmm. Yeah. What's coming up next? Let's see.
Flag Day.
Flag Day. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm all
getting steamy.
Duh. A dur.
Cass's birthday.
Are we going on 3 years of the podcast then?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Is it three or four?
You know,
I think it's three.
I think it's three.
Wow.
What a freaking awesome time to start a podcast, though.
Right.
The last 3 years have been
nothing but fodder.
Mind blowing.
So much. But you know what's really funny is we haven't really done much of a political show lately.
There's really no reason for it.
Well, we're recovering. Oh,
we
my
really are.
That was, you guys, come on. It was like 4 years of
hell.
Unfucking believable. I can't even, like, was it all a dream?
It was an extraordinary time.
Oh my gosh. Talk about getting real.
Freaky nightmare. Ugh.
Ew. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, more realness?
Yeah. Ew, Ted. Ew.
I'd love to hear what you had to say. I try to write some writers. So please waste my time. I've got
sometimes I think it's a lot to do with, you know, the age, you know, how like that switch that goes off, the I don't care switch.
Yeah. Yeah.
During premenopause and menopause, we were just like, that's fucking stupid. I don't want to
care about
that. Yeah, but
that.
A lot of the people that I remember from Facebook that I would get so irritated about.
They're our age, though.
Yeah.
That's what's.
And I feel like
confusing.
Those are the people that are still trying to act like they're younger than they really are or something.
I think there's a percentage of the population that truly does believe that people have perfect lives.
I've never met one person ever.
Well, no, I've never met a person that's had a perfect life, but no. I think that there are people that believe, just like they believe that, you know, there's bamboo in the ballots in Arizona, or there's, you know,
a god,
a myriad of weird things going on out there, that there are perfect lives. And the recipe for that perfect life consists of very specific things, like a new car every 3 years, and big boobs, and acrylic nails, and jet skis, and, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. You can tell Kim doesn't care about any of this, because what, jet skis? What?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I didn't even think she knew the word.
Sea-doos.
Ooh.
Sea-doos. And you know that those are the people that, you know, there's stuff going on there. That's they're just throwing boobs and jet skis at.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. It's not real. Nobody has a perfect life.
Becky, do you want to join our gang of crones?
Yeah.
You already have.
We joined you. We jumped you in and you didn't even know.
I'm still looking for my shirt. I can't find it.
Oh, no.
I'm wondering if Paul accidentally folded it up and put it in his drawer.
That'd be funny if he actually wore it, Gang of Crones, not knowing what a crone was.
Probably think some kind of bird. Or drum.
It's a bird. Bird. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you had some ideas for keeping it real, Kim?
Well, just that part of it. Like, you know, just the fakey. Pretending like everything's okay and everything's, you know, hunky-dory and my life is perfect and beautiful. And no, it's not. There's so much good coming from admitting that we have struggles and we, you know, we are sad sometimes, or we're missing something from our life, or we're, you know.
Or we don't want to spend all of our time with our children.
Or we right? don't want to spend all of our time it's like, with our
is
kids.
Is that
or...
so bad to say?
But the funny thing is that I know that I have had those conversations with you guys. I've had those conversations with other people. And I'll say something like, I'm telling you this so I don't say it out loud to anyone else. I fucking hate my kids right now. You know, something like that. Not fucking hate. I would never say that. But you get the idea.
That's just an example.
Yeah, it's an example. There are things that we say with our close friends that we don't let the rest of the world know. And I think Kim's right in that if we were to admit those things, it might bring us closer together with other people.
Right.
There's a connection opportunity there.
See, but I say that shit on Facebook, but I also say it to people at work.
Right.
Like, I think it was probably, I don't know when it started. It was probably when the kids were older, obviously. It was definitely after the divorce, but it was like, you know, if you ask me, you know, I love my kids. I've never been a soccer mom.
Mm-hmm.
I love them, but I also love the backs of their heads. That's just the way it is.
Right.
And, you know, oh, Rebecca, you're so funny. It's like, I'm not fucking kidding, but okay.
Okay, haha.
You know, but it's like, I have been, it's like they don't think you're telling the truth when you're telling the truth either. They think you're just being sarcastic. Like, I know.
Well, you are sarcastic a lot, so it's probably hard to tell.
I think that it would be a great opportunity to connect with other people and also for some folks to just truly admit what they do and do not like.
Yeah.
Across the board, not just kids, but, you know, we're supposed to like certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I hate frivolous social engagements.
Same.
And small talk.
Same.
I fucking Same. Hate it. I have learned to do it. I have a script. A script in my head. I prepare ahead of time, mentally and emotionally, and I will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hate it. I hate it. I hate crowds. I hate being in a crowd. I don't like Disneyland.
Oh, I don't like Disneyland either. Or Disney. At all.
Or land.
Ever. Or the Dodgers, for fuck's sake.
I don't like the sports balls. And
nope.
And especially the Dodgers, because everybody around here is like, oh, Dodger this, Dodger that, Dodger this. And I'm like, fuck those
fucking
assholes.
Who the fucking cares?
Who cares?
It's a fucking game.
It is the most boring waste of time in the universe.
And they built their stadium in a Native American area.
Graveyard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had to clear it out first.
Anyway, that's not important.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there, Viking Blood.
Yeah.
But it does tend to ramble.
Viking blood rambles around the world. Oh wait, now what accent is that?
I don't know. It's like Italian.
You're making up accents now.
That was a pan-European accent.
Sure. I thought we were keeping it real.
So I'm going to keep it real right now. When my children were in school, in preschool, elementary school, high school, I hated any function where I had to deal with other parents.
Same.
So
could
hard.
Not stand it.
Can't stand it.
I always felt, and I'm not sure if it comes from, like, you know, I had Quinn when I was very young, and so I always felt like young and stupid. I was unmarried for a while. Like,
there was probably some insecurity at being a mom with that.
There was insecurity, you know, I didn't have a college degree, and Quinn is so smart. A lot of his friends are very smart, and their parents are all like professors and whatever, and I would go to a birthday party with all these people and just sit there and be like, I fucking hate it, I want to go home, you know. Mm-hmm. And like smiling on the outside,
small talk,
I can't fucking stand it.
Following the children around, I'd rather play with the kids than the fucking
right.
adults.
Yeah.
I
I'd
and then it
off.
Just carried through. I hated it. I hated the other parents in any school function.
Well, because it's competitive.
I hate
and
it.
And that's the...
That's probably why we hate it. I'm not a competitive
deep
person.
In that realm, because we did co-op nursery school.
Right. You worked
for
the preschool.
Yes.
You knew all the people.
I knew the people. When the kids went to elementary school, I volunteered. I stuck close to the teachers, though. I didn't get into the PTA
too,
and
but
stuff.
I would have interactions with parents. Like, one parent... we were volunteering for the end of the year fundraiser. It was like summertime, you know, water fights and lemonade stands and shit. And our classroom was doing the lemonade stand. And I was the person in charge of it. I was the coordinator. So I coordinated all the volunteers and whatnot. And so I'm working my shift, the first shift. And the woman that's working with me was, you know, we're talking, we're getting along great. I'm like, oh, she's cool, whatever. I have a tank top on, so all my tattoos are showing. And she says, whose child is yours? And I said, oh, Ella. And she goes, oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, my God.
And then wouldn't speak to me again. And I was like, what the fuck just happened?
See, that's...
So those are the kinds of interactions that I would have where I was like,
no.
Yeah.
So I was happy to homeschool when it came time to do that.
Let's see, like, Marcus, God bless him, didn't join anything. Abby, brighter side, which is very parent involved as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Is there a booster club?
There's a booster club. When I was a stay-at-home mom, I did the PTA at the kids' elementary school out in Covina for 3 years. And then I wanted to kill myself.
God bless you.
Because all these bitches would do.
Keeping it real.
Is get catty. And it's like, it's not about you, God. Bitch. It's,
right.
Your child graduated from the school. Why are you still here?
Right.
Yeah.
So there's... I stopped and I said, I am never fucking doing that again. It's a bunch of bitches being catty. And you're supposed to be dealing with the kids' needs. And I can't take all the mindless fucking chit chat that's happening,
it's all bickering, or the
passive aggressive arguing that happens when you're just like, I don't want to be here longer than I fucking have to. Can you tell me what I got to do next week so I can go? I have a life.
I just want to set up the book fair. Can you stop?
I just want to go. I don't want to be here, you know? It was Marcus, Boy Scout stuff. I did very limited because Marcus wanted it out and his dad wanted him in. I told his dad that on any of my weekends, I would not make Marcus go.
Right. So he had to pick up the slack.
So either he had to come and get him and take him and bring him back, or he didn't go because I'm not doing it.
Right.
Two reasons. Yeah. Marcus didn't want to, number one. Number two, I don't want to.
And pedophiles?
Those parents.
Oh,
those,
also God? It's well, a big God?
Well, it's not just that. It's
God slash
pedophile. It's the moms. Right. The moms and the dads there. They're all like in it too. You know what I mean? Like they have uniforms and shit.
What?
Yeah.
It's their lives.
What?
It's just like like with Abby and the brighter side, the parents at the brighter side.
Drink more.
It was the parents at the parents at the brighter side.
I thought I had moved away from all.
I watched every performance that was not during a workday afternoon.
Yeah.
I watched every performance of my daughter. I went to her musical. The musical performances were, there was a matinee on Sunday. I'm going backwards. There's Saturday night, Friday night, technically opening night. But Thursday, they did an afternoon program for all the elementary schools in the area for free. And I didn't necessarily want to go watch her during rehearsals because I want the experience of watching her perform it.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I am surrounded by parents who buy tickets to every single performance and go to every single performance and chaperone like every day, all day.
That's like, not healthy. Are there for the
all
child
the fucking time?
The
and one, one mom's like, what? You know, did you go to all the nights? I'm like, no, we went to opening night. She goes, you didn't go to all the performances? I go, no, I only need to see the musical once. I said, and this is what I said out loud at the time. Because not only because of my age, I don't care. My type of personality also doesn't care.
Right.
I've been through a lot.
You're also willing to let your child have their own life.
Yeah, but I feel confident in...
If you're a parent who is going to go to every single performance and every single... That's invasive. Mm-hmm. That's not normal. Your child at that age needs to be moving away from you. That's normal and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, so I told her.
Help out, I said, but don't suffocate.
No, we go one night. Yeah. I said, frankly, I can't sit through a High School Musical more than one night.
Yeah.
That's what I told her. I go, it's great, and I love watching my daughter perform.
I can't sit through anything more than once.
But I can't do every night. That's not going to happen. I have things to do. And she doesn't want me there.
Also, I can remember Quinn was always in the orchestra or the band or whatever, and they would have these, like, especially at Christmas time, the, like, programs that would be, like, 3 fucking hours long.
Yeah, Abby was in Because of Briarside. They had the Christmas program. They had the Camellia Festival. They put on the musical.
They did a lot.
They did a lot. And then they did this extravaganza thing. So I'd go to the extravaganza. I'd pick, again, I'd pick what day, because the extravaganza was 2 days. And that's a huge fundraiser. So I don't mind buying tickets for that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't go 2 days. I have laundry to do. Honestly.
I have shows to watch.
That's what I'm going to be fucking thinking about. Like, I could be doing all kinds of other things that need to be done right now. And I've already seen this. Mm-hmm.
So when we were in Northern California, my kids played soccer for years and years and years and years.
That's another realm where I didn't get along with the parents.
But here's the difference. The NorCal parents are a different breed than the SoCal parents. They're a lot more down to earth.
Are you sure?
And support. Yeah, because I hung out with both of them. Down here, it's like, it's uber competitive and creepy. I mean, there's an element of that up there, but not to the degree that it is down here. You know, there were parents that were a little more invested than others, but overall it was, you know, you hung out on the sidelines and chit-chatted and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, oh my God, down here, like, and the girls especially.
Oh.
Oh my God. Chloe loved soccer. It was physical activity. She loved it. She was good at it. She got on to the high school team down here and it turned her off completely. And she told me because the other players were bitches. She had one team up north before she came down here. And it was such a cohesive team, and the coach was awesome. He never singled out one girl and praised her.
You told me about him.
Oh no, that was Josh's coach.
Oh, Josh's coach. She keeps pictures of him on the computer.
Anyway,
soccer players.
We're keeping it real, Kim.
Yeah.
Okay, so keeping it real. So Josh had this soccer coach, and I was like,
"Was it like eye candy? Like, all hello, the mommies I'm were going like, to be going to practice.
Oh, hello, Coach.
On our
Craig.
Driving trip, we were talking about,
you know, if I had the right soccer players incentive, I could have been a soccer mom.
let me tell you about. So there was one, and we were looking through pictures on my computer, and Chloe's thumbing through, and she goes, "Oh my gosh, who's that?" And I said, "Oh, that was Josh's soccer coach. I don't remember his name." And she was like, "Dad, what's his name?" And he was like, "Oh, that's Coach Craig." And she goes, "He's cute." And I'm all, I'm all.
That's why I never deleted that picture.
And then she keeps going. She's all, "Wow, Mom, you took a lot of pictures."
You're like, "Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up." No, don't you see Josh back there? That's his arm.
Oh, my God. This guy was like, he was a professional coach. He was with like the club.
Is she blushing?
I think she probably is.
Maybe. It's the lighting.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's the lighting.
It's the lighting.
That's not real.
But yeah, down here, God, it was just so hyper competitive, and the parents, and for her, the girls team, I mean, they were insulting each other on the field during a game. They were talking shit to each other on the field during a game. And she was like, when we were up in Livermore, they were part of a club team. They had professional soccer coaches. You know what I mean? Like, these guys were...
It wasn't just one of the dads.
It wasn't one of the dads. And it wasn't, you know, some creepy SoCal environment. Anyway, she was like, "I'm not doing this anymore. It's not helpful." She's like, "Your teammates are supposed to support you all the time. You're supposed to be a team.
A team, yeah.
Instead of like, you know, what's wrong with you? Why are you doing that? You know, that kind of shit." And I'm like, "You do not have to go back. That's not... I don't give a fuck. If you're if that's what's going on in the field, then leave. You know what I mean?
Oh, mm-hmm. my God.
And it just sucked because she really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. There was one girl who everybody thought was so amazing and so spectacular, and she was mediocre at best, coming from a club team.
Where you just sounded like Moira Rose.
I know, right? And I hate that, but it was grating because there were factions and there was, you know, it was just icky and fucked up. And I'm so glad that we don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hated doing the sports. Quinn, I mean, you guys remember he had the giant dreadlocks forever.
Right.
And he was playing baseball. And the hat that they said he had to wear didn't fit his head. So I took I bought him a different hat that was bigger so he could wear it over his giant dreadlocks. And the coach said, no. He's either going to cut his hair or wear the...
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
No, he's got to wear the official baseball cap. And I was like, okay. So I took a piece of elastic and I sewed it from one side to the other to go under his dreadlocks. So it would just sit sort of on top of his head. He mm-hmm. looked like a Rastafarian baseball player. But I was sitting in the stands one day after I had come up with this amazing idea to put the elastic on the baseball cap. And there was some parents who live in this area that no one likes above us because they're all rich bitches and the houses cost too much for this area. So they live there. And the two of them are sitting there and they're talking shit about my son.
Oh, my God.
Because of his hair. And I'm sitting right behind them in the stands.
Did you say something?
Did you say anything?
So I waited and I waited. And so the thing about Quinn... For that team, they thought their son was the best baseball player ever.
Oh,
he was
yes.
like the
of course
whatever.
Yeah.
Quinn could switch hit. He could hit left or right handed.
Wow.
So they would have him come in and pinch hit for people.
Right.
So he goes up to bat and he hits one way far and I just start cheering, yay, Quinn, yay! Right over their heads.
Fuck you.
And the guy like turned around and was like, oh, that's your son? I said, yep.
That's my son, bitch.
Come at me, bro.
Fuck you.
Anyway.
Post up.
Keeping it real. Kim and I had to run away from home recently.
So you said it was Cass because on the phone?
What?
When you went to New Mexico.
Yeah, it was us. We ran away from home.
What it sounded like and what I thought about after I hung up the phone with her was like two different things. On the phone, it sounded like you said you and Kathy.
Oh,
her sister?
Which could...
So when you called...
So when I called...
She had lost her credit card an hour before that.
So
she was
rattled.
Very upset.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think it was like... Yeah, it was...
Less than an
less
hour.
Very an hour. Yeah. It was moments.
So you guys ran away.
Yeah, right. We
so
ran away.
Keeping unplanned. It real, we got frustrated with our families and ran away from home.
Can you, drop a sister a text when you do that?
We didn't tell anyone.
But I'm not anyone.
I'm sorry.
You got to be ready to go. It will happen again.
Also, we didn't know how long we were going to be going or where we were going or how we were going to be sleeping at nighttime. It was all off the cuff.
Yeah, okay. That got a little sketchy.
That might make me more stressed out than my family.
It was...
if I'm being real.
It was a great experiment, and it seemed to be successful.
Just saying.
She's keep it real. She's a proponent of the pulse. And fire. She keeps it real, people.
I am the wrath of God. It's,
well, at this point, it's like nature and Darwin are totally keeping it real. Like, you know, the anti-vaxxers. Okay, go for it. Just stay the fuck away from me.
Right.
You're going to hoard gasoline and toilet paper? Go for it.
Why like, don't when, you get some matches?
Stay when Trump got COVID...
Yeah. That was hilarious.
I didn't post what I wanted to post on Twitter, but... I was crossing my fingers.
I thought it was a
well, you
joke.
Can't. You can't post what you want to post about
no,
the president.
No, that would have been illegal.
That's
but
illegal.
I mean, that would have been natural causes, right? Like, his own stupidity caused that.
I mean, you could say that now, but not then.
I thought it was a joke. I thought he was just trying to get attention.
Ooh, Kim loves that Viking blood.
Look at, I'm almost done.
She needs more Viking blood. I feel buzz.
I feel like a nice buzz, not like too much.
No, not too much, but it's a definite buzz. Yeah. Keeping it real. Mm-hmm. Viking blood is...
I'm like, I'm swirling.
This is just an accident waiting to happen.
I know.
Shall we do final and infinite thoughts?
Ooh.
Who wants to go first? Ziggy's going first.
I hate Vespa.
And Vespa says, I know, I'm going to lick Cassie's feet. Oh, delicious. Yes.
I must have stepped on
to lick her toes.
All right, I'll go.
Okay.
So, I think everyone should at least try to say what they think. And not say what they think they should say.
That is hard, but I agree.
It is, really hard. But it's also incredibly freeing.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to be rude. I mean, you don't say everything you think because that could be really rude. You know, I have to keep my job. You know what I mean? It's right. Like there's certain situations where
my job.
You can't tell that person. That is the stupidest question I've ever heard, and I can't believe you just asked me that.
Right.
Because that's not really customer service-y, so to speak.
Got it.
But, like, I mean, in general, you know, like, about real stuff, you know? Like, yes, you love your kids. Yes, they irritate the fuck out of you.
And sometimes you need a break.
And you need a break. And that's fine. That's human. That's perfectly fine to have that opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, my life is not rainbows and fucking unicorns, okay? It's a bunch of bullshit. I mean, it's doing a lot better now than it has, but... It's just a bunch of bullshit.
And it's okay for your life to be bullshit as long as you, like, you're honest about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's fine. Me and the kids are at a good space right now. I have a good job. We moved into a bigger apartment. Tim started paying me towards the house. So that's almost done. He's about halfway through.
So keeping it real is working for you. And on writing on what Becky's final thought was, my final thought is, in addition to saying what you think and what you really mean, listen with openness to people who are speaking to you.
Yeah.
Because that's going to allow people to feel comfortable enough to tell you the things that are real. Like, I can remember telling a friend of mine, her kids started to go through their teenage, terrible teenage years. And my number one piece of advice for her was shut your mouth, listen, and don't make your face do anything if they tell you something hard. You're going to have to hear hard things. And that lesson that I learned with my kids has helped me so much with the world at large.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear hard things and not feel like I need to run away. So that's my final thought. Listen with openness. Kim!
That's a great one. Don't be afraid to say that you don't like things. It feels like a lot of times it's acceptable to be like, oh my God, I love Disneyland. I love the Dodgers. I love this. I love that. I love this. I love that. But when you say, you know what? Apple pie sucks ass.
So does cheesecake.
People get offended and like
or they put you in a box. I got a little offended when Kim told me that she doesn't like bananas.
Well, I had to tell Kim I didn't like Schitt's Creek.
Right. Did you try it?
I tried it. She I couldn't did, get through the first
and she
episode.
Does not like Schitt's Creek. I do not like bananas.
See, it's the lead actor.
I can't help it.
Dad.
Oh, you don't like him?
But when you can tell somebody that you don't like something or you just don't care about what it is that they're all geeked up about, you know, like I really don't care about the Dodgers. I don't follow them. I don't care. But, you know, if you're into it, that's cool. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Everything's fine. You know, it's like the Grateful Dead. Some people are like, oh my God, I hate the Grateful Dead. All right. I don't care.
That's right. Yeah. That's yeah.
I don't care. I do, but don't, reminds me of something. But don't be a dick to me because I do. You know what I mean?
Right, like yeah.
It shouldn't be a competition or some kind of, you know, a reason to oppose someone else.
I have a great example of that exact thing.
Do it.
I used to work with this girl who, she was a millennial. She doesn't work for our department. She doesn't work for Trader Joe's anymore. iPhone girl all the way. iPhone, Apple. right? I don't like iPhones. Mm-hmm. I don't like Apple. I'm PC girl. I like my Samsung. I like my Droid. I tried an iPhone for a year, hated everything about it, went back to my Samsung. And she would argue with me about needing an iPhone. No. And I said to her, finally said to her at the end, I said,
no, look, no, no. It's look, a preference.
I go,
who cares?
I am never going to like an iPhone. And that's okay.
Right.
I said,
what's the big deal?
I like my Samsung because I like what it does. And I like the operating system. That's
and you're
why.
Used to it and it's comfortable and
I said,
cares?
But I said, I don't have to like an iPhone.
No, you don't.
And she's like, but she was like, her job to convince me why an iPhone. And it was like typical of her generation kind of thing. Like it was just.
Well, when you've got, you know, when you've, when your identity is centered.
If that's your whole identity.
What you.
And she was one of those people. You know what I mean? Like, not all millennials are like that, but she was one of the ones that, like, stereotypical like that.
When I know people like that or have a conversation with people who, with anything, like a sports team or whatever.
Sports balls.
Fanatical.
Well, I almost see it as a game to see, like, how mad will they get at me for going, well, I don't like PCs or, well, I could care less about football or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I see it as almost like a funny joke. Like, okay, get riled up.
All right. Whatever. I don't care. Yeah. Like, oh, what is it? The football game every year. The
Fantasy Super Bowl. Football? Oh, Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
What's that football game?
I'm like, oh, my God.
I'm thinking
God,
like fantasy football
to,
or something,
like,
you know?
In the grocery store, and people are talking about it, and there's jerseys and hats, and I don't know what the fuck.
What kind of steak you got in this game?
Right.
It's just for eating snacks and watching commercials.
Well, much like anything else.
Yep.
Right.
Snacks.
You know, snacks. It's
I
all about snacks.
I don't care. And sometimes Paul will be like, well, I need to watch it because I got to be able to talk to the, you know, the vendors or the clients about it when he goes to work. And I do not envy him.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's like being a.
But he could also be keeping it real and saying,
oh, I didn't catch the game.
I didn't catch it, or I don't really like football.
Hey, I give zero fucks about that, but guess what? I got the new Tito Puente's album and blah, 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 blah. You know, and they'd be like, whatever.
So?
It's all about popularity. It's all a fucking popularity contest.
Is that your final thought?
Yeah, and guess what? I lose all the popularity contests always, forever.
That's not true.
No, it is.
Is that what you want? You want to lose all the popularity contests?
Everybody okay?
I think you're the most popular poet that
no!
I know. Yep.
Oh.
I'm jealous of your
I've
poetry.
Made a career of dwelling in the fringe. That's where my identity lies, ladies.
It is a kind of popular place, though.
God fucking damn it.
It's an enviable place where people would want to go like, oh, I wish I could live on the fringe like her.
But fuck. Everybody,
does
I think,
have to go
I think we all kind of live on each on our own little fringe.
I've given up on fringe. I just want to be outside with my pots and my plants. That's all I care about.
Which
anymore.
Is your fringe. You know what I mean?
Is that a fringe?
I'm using it more like a. It's your thing, chicken wing, you know?
But you know what? I was talking to Paul about this. This is another last, final, infinite thought.
Sure.
So, you know when you
That's
talk to
somebody.
That's
why we call them infinite thoughts, because Kim does this. Go ahead. Yeah.
When you talk to somebody and, like, you're interested in what they're doing, like, I'll be like, Cassie, what have you made lately? Because I'm truly interested in what she's done. And she'll mm-hmm. be like, oh my gosh, let me show you. It's not bragging. It's not self-promotion.
Yeah.
It's none of that shit. It's genuine interest and excitement on both sides.
Well, I know that you appreciate the art involved. And I like sharing that with you because I think that you have a good eye for that kind of stuff.
Oh, thank you. I think you're an excellent potterist.
Oh, no.
But there's that. You know what I mean? There's a really genuine exchange that way.
Yeah.
Like, Beck, I need to watch a movie. Tell me what movie to watch. And you'll be like, okay, here we go. You know, here are my recommendations. Accent. And they'll all be great. And then there are people who are just like, oh, yeah, I made this. Now worship
Look at me.
Right. You know, yeah. That kind of stuff. And it's, that's the kind of stuff that is not real. It's fake. And it sucks all of the asses.
Kim hasn't seen Shaun of the Dead.
So we're not doing this, remember? Keeping it real. Sorry. She may not want to see Shaun of the Dead.
But you're making fun of me?
Shaun of the Dead is actually really funny. It's along the lines of, what's the other one? The
Dawn of the Dead. I told her it's a spoof on Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
And it's British.
Is Kim's Infinite Thought done yet? Can I turn off the computer?
Yes, yeah. I'm done. Well, I'm done talking about my infinite thought, but you know, it will never stop.
I think that you could write a poem right now about infinite thoughts. Or keeping it real.
Ooh.
Keeping it real. Down on the street named Beale. Full of blues. It's not a ruse. I'm a terrible poet. Go ahead.
No, I'm on the spot. I can't do it on the spot.
What?
I'm on the spot. I can't do it on the spot. It's not real. If I'm on the spot.
Go ahead.
That's it.
Boom. Ba-dum-bum.
Blammo.
All right.
We're like,
adios.
Unless there's a hot soccer coach involved. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to find that picture.
Please do.
Send it to you guys. You'll Please be like, do. Oh, damn. Because, yeah. I mean, the shorts, the legs.
So he didn't skip leg day?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Coach Gray.
Oh, we need an outro.
Oh, an outro? Thanks for listening to Curio Podcasts. Find us wherever quality podcasts are casted. Thank you to Cass, Master Editor, Doug, Studio Wonderman, Quinn for the music, which is fabulous. Beck for the insights.
And keeping it real.
Keeping it real. Keeping it real.
And Kim.
And Kim for infinite thoughts. That's going to be my... I'm going to write a book called Infinite Thoughts. It's just going to be one long run-on sentence.
There you go.
And then...